rolled them out and cut them, dropped them in deep fat, fried them.
Did you ever make up a batter and a fry three or four of these, maybe to eat with syrup or?
Yeah, pancakes.
Any other?
Yes, years ago we called them Johnny Cakes.
Anything else that people call them? Have you heard them call anything else?
Oh, yes, but right at the moment it escapes me.
Hot cakes.
Yeah, hot cakes.
What about flapjacks?
Yeah, some flapjacks.
And let's see. If you went to the store to buy flour, you'd say you bought 2 pounds
of flour.
And the inside part of the egg is a.
That's a yolk.
What color is that?
It's yellow.
Let's see. Tell me some of the ways you can prepare eggs.
Fried, scrambled, boiled, poached.
Now, what's a poached egg?
A poached egg is cooked in water or over water when the steam cooks it.
When you lived on the farm, did you ever slaughter hogs?
Yes.
Did you kill hogs?
But usually we call it a kill hog.
Kill hogs. Can you describe that process? What you did?
I never participated in the actual hog killing.
I don't imagine observer. You fussed about that.
I can remember they hung them up and slit their... they killed them first. How? I think maybe by a blow to the head. Then they were hung in a tree and their throat slit and that were left to bleed and drain of all blood. And then there was a tremendous barrel. We were speaking of rain barrels earlier, but plenty of hot boiling water was poured into the barrel and the hog was dipped into the hot water and they scraped the bristles off. And then the butchering or cutting up process began. We always had, on hog killing day, we had the tenderloin for supper, which was a delicate part of the hot biscuits and tenderloin.
What are some of the other cuts you got?
Oh, we had hams and shoulders, side meat, and bacon. And but those things were cured or smoked. We had a smokehouse. And then kept the hog's head, and it was boiled, and the meat picked off, and my mother made what they call souse.
Any other name? You ever heard that call anything else?
Head.
They call head cheese?
Head cheese.
Something like that. You were, the fat salt pork, what did you call that?
Side meat, fat back or side meat.
Anything else that you ever heard people call it?
No, I don't remember.
Ever hear it called, just sow belly or?
Yes, I have.
About white meat?
White meat.
Now say that, the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs, what'd you call that?
That was bacon.
Now how does that differ from white meat?
There's more lean in it. And white meat is real salty. I guess the curing process would be different.
What would you call the white meat if say you had just a streak or two of lean?
A streak of lean. A
streak of lean.
Use that fried quite often. The white meat mostly was used for cooking vegetables. Seasoning vegetables.
What do you call the heart, the part of the hog between the shoulder and the ham?
That's the side.
We mentioned bacon. What do you call the outside part of the bacon?
The rind.
Tartar cheese. Let's see. And something else you might make from the hog.
The cracklings.
Tell me about cracklings. What are they?
They are the hog skins. They have been dried in the heat of the oven or in a pot outdoors. And then that's where the lard is. The fat is extracted and the lard is made from that. Then the skin that is left are the cracklings, and usually you make crackling bread. I forgot that on the bread a while ago. Maybe like cornbread mostly, we put cracklings in it.
Oh, I see. Another kind of breakfast food you might make from pork, beside bacon.
A sausage.
The man who sells meat now, if you don't go to the store, you might go to who to buy?
To the butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
It's rancid. It's spoiled.
That mean the same thing?
Not particularly. You wouldn't eat spoiled meat, but something you can eat, rancid meat.
Now, what is rancid meat?
Rancid meat is just probably slightly tainted, or if it has been cured meat, it has a rank taste to it, or an odor.
Now, you mentioned the rank odor. Have you ever heard anybody call the meat that has a bad odor the funky? Ever heard that term?
No, I haven't.
What about butter? Would you say that butter is a spoiled or what? Or
rancid.
Rancid, either one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the head cheese. What would you call a dish prepared by grinding up the hog liver and cooking that?
A hash?
Mm-hmm. Liver hash, just call it
liver
hash.
Liver hash.
Mm-hmm. People ever make anything out of the blood, the hog's blood?
I have heard of blood pudding, but never have I seen it.
Not if I don't like to eat any myself.
We had some German friends once that they would go to the butcher pen and get the